Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Super Bowl 49 weekend, it is finally here. And tonight we have a very special guest joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, a gentleman who has experienced massive success in the NFL. He is indeed a Raiders legend, a two-time Super Bowl winning coach. Always enjoy sitting back and listening to the inside and reliving those amazing glory days. What a pleasure to have back with us tonight at YSR, the great Tom Flores. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're so thrilled to have you back with us to preview Super Bowl 49, the matchup, of course, with the Seattle and with the Patriots. But I want to start with the quarterback position. As you yourself, you were an outstanding quarterback for the Raiders, and you won a total of four Super Bowls. So Brady versus Russell, they're so different, yet they're so alike. I mean, Brady's got three rings as a quarterback for the Patriots. He's going for his fourth, and Wilson won his first ring last year. What do you appreciate about each of these guys?
Well, that they're both consummate professionals. They handle themselves well. They interview well. They don't seem to get caught up too much in their own success. And they're team guys. They just seem to make big plays. And my evaluation of great quarterbacks is, and great players, is they make big plays in big games, and that's what these guys have done.
Well, Russell Wilson, that immediately comes to my mind, because one of the most redeeming qualities is that no matter what adversity he faces, he does make those big plays. I mean, he remains poised to the end. I mean, no lead is too big to overcome. He truly is a champion. He's a winner.
Well, he is, you know, and he's overcome adversity, the only adversity being his size. Everybody has told him, probably tired of hearing it, and he's 5'11", but he plays to whatever size he has to play to, still makes the plays against big guys. So he's a little guy playing in a big man's world and plays very big.
What did you think about that game, the NFC Championship game, when he threw those four interceptions? Did you think the game was out of reach and that they would not be able to make a comeback?
Well, you never know. It's to be honest with you, with very little time left in the fourth quarter and being down like they were, I just said, well, it's too bad. You know, they just doesn't look like it's their day. Doesn't look like his day with the four interceptions and the one fumble. And you don't generally win too many games, let alone big games like that with those kind of miscues.
I had said earlier, you won four Super Bowls. Any games that were perhaps reminiscent of that between Seattle and the Packers at all that you want to relive for us?
Well, no, you know, every Super Bowl that I was there, and I was when I was at Kansas City, Super Bowl IV, I was the backup quarterback, Larry Dawson, and Super Bowl XI with Madden, John Madden, I was the assistant coach, and then my two is Super Bowl 15 and 18. With the Raiders, they were all blowouts. So we won them all pretty easily. By the time we got to the Super Bowl, we were really on a roll, and they weren't much of a they were a game. They were a great game for us, but weren't much of a game for the opposition. But some of the playoff games were a lot different, just like the playoff game was, last 2 weeks ago, almost
right.
2 weeks, a week and a half ago. Between Green Bay and Seattle, it was exciting all the way to the end, and so was the. The other one wasn't. The other one was in the rain, ugly. The New England that was kind of a wipeout. Yeah.
It was. Hey, you're listening to the voice of Raiders legend, a two-time Super Bowl winning head coach. We're talking about Tom Flores. We always love when he comes on the show with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He, of course, is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. We'd love to hear from you tonight on Twitter. Join us at E Radio Sports. And you can always go back and listen to our entire interview, our conversation, a collection of some of the greatest stories, his time with the Raiders at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. So, Tom, we've already hit on Russell Wilson. Let's transition now. Let's talk about Tom Brady. I mean, he will set a record by starting in his sixth Super Bowl, and you just have to wonder, with all the distractions from Deflategate, I mean, how that will perhaps ultimately, I mean, do you think it'll affect his play?
No, I don't think so. You know, he's a pro. He's been there before. You know, if he were a real young quarterback, You know, you might have to, he might worry about it if it was a young coaching staff. But, you know, you're talking about two guys, Belichick and Brady, that have been together for a long time. They've been in a lot of, this is their sixth Super Bowl, I think. And, no, it's not their sixth. Well, anyway, so they've been in a bunch of them. They've been in a lot of big games, so they're not, you know, this is not going to bother them. You know, it's a lot, it's really not much being made into a huge thing. I think some of these writers, they must not have much to do right now. There's got to be other things they can write about.
Hey, Tom Flores with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Tom Brady talking about him. He won his first three Super Bowls. If perhaps, I mean, hypothetically, that doesn't the game didn't play out the way, you know, and they ultimately come up short. Do you think this affects his stature? I mean, it has been a while since he's won a Super Bowl.
I don't think it's going to affect his stature. You know, the thing, you know, he's people don't realize how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl, let alone win one. And the fact
Good point,
Brady's been there, he's been there so many times, and he's won three. That in itself is remarkable. So this is, you know, his legacy is what it will be. He's not even done yet, and you know, Russell Wilson is just getting started on his. What these guys have done. Wilson in a very short time and Brady in a pretty long period consistently is win. And so you have to, you just have to be in awe of what they've done. And in some ways envious, wish I was still doing it.
Oh, I'm sure. Talk to me about Seattle. I mean, what difference do you see in this year's team from then the one, you know, that was in Super Bowl 48 1 year ago? What kind of changes have you seen?
Well, I think they're very confident. They're a high tempo team. They seem to be a highly emotional team that gathers their emotion together, not just individually. You know, they catapult into the game, and you can never count them out. They're used to making big plays, you know, and they're used to doing whatever it takes. The old saying, "Whatever it takes to win."
Yeah.
They're used to doing that, and they showed that against Green Bay. I mean, they miraculously came from behind and made the big plays when they had to, and everybody after the game was just exhausted, let alone tone deaf from all the screaming and yelling. This is going to be a noisy Super Bowl because I think most of the fans in that stadium are going to be from Seattle, and they're going to be loud.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. I mean, football truly is. I mean, it is the consummate team game, as you were saying. I mean, the Seahawks, they really just all came together when it mattered the most. So just break it down for us, the Patriots in Seattle. I mean, what factors do you ultimately think will decide the outcome of this game on Sunday night?
Well, I think probably, you know, I think the turnovers obviously are always a factor. Whoever plays the cleanest game, neither team is a highly penalized team. Both quarterbacks are very effective in their own ways. Russell Wilson, if he's allowed to roam around the backfield and run, then New England's got some real issues. They're going to have to be able to contain his movement and keep him in the pocket. On the other hand, Seattle's going to have to be able to corral Brady and his passing, because he was it out all over the field.
Super Bowl 49 coverage continues tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're visiting with Tom Flores, but we've got to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Raiders legend Tom Flores.